Canton's Morning News with Pam Cook continues now.
Well, when the president decided to extend the eviction moratorium, and a lot of people were happy about that because of folks who may not have a place to go. But there's the other side of that story, and that's the landlords. And so if you're on that side, you're mounting a legal challenge, possibly. You're understandably upset because you're not getting the money that you believe should be coming to you. So we're going to talk a little bit more about this with a single family rental expert, Alex Himani. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Pam. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Let's talk about this because, like I said, you know, there are two sides to this. I mean, nobody, you know, doesn't feel bad for people who can't pay their rent and those kinds of things. But there's also the landlords who they need to get paid as well.
Exactly. What first people need to understand is more than 90% of the single family rental homes are owned by mom and pops. They're the people that own one to two homes that have turned them into rentals. So they're your neighbor. That's who they are. They're not some rich guy sitting in a smoke-filled room with a cigar. That's your neighbor who's struggling now. And what's happened is with this moratorium is the tenants aren't paying because of this moratorium, but the landlord still has to pay their mortgage. They still have to pay their property tax, insurance, maintenance, everything under the sun. So the landlord is feeling the pinch all the way through.
Have they done anything to offer any kind of help to the landlords? I mean, is there any provisions for them?
Yes, there is. So in the CARES Act, they allocated $40-some billion for the landlords. But unfortunately, only $3 billion of that has been distributed. So that money hasn't come to us yet. And the reason for that is the red tape is so much that to get through it, to get that money, it takes a while. And you need the tenants buy-in also. If a tenant isn't even answering your phone, it's nothing you can do. So that money that was allocated hasn't come to us.
So what do you think is the best recourse for the landlord? Do you think the legal challenge is the way to go?
Yes. If they can just stop the moratorium, they keep moving the goalposts. Now they've got it till October. If they just let it expire in October and let the course take its course, we'll be okay. At least we can get these tenants out that aren't paying, put in other tenants that are paying, and get the normal course of business. But if they keep extending it, there's no choice for us but to sue.
Well, I know that they said this will be the last extension, correct?
That's what they're saying. Hopefully they, you know, with COVID, Delta variant, some other variant comes, CDC says, no, we got to extend it again. We don't know.
Yeah, I was seeing that. I believe they said it would take an act of Congress to extend it. But I mean, do you think that there are people out there that are taking advantage of it?
Oh, absolutely. Anytime there's free opportunity, people will take advantage. That's just human nature. So you have a certain percentage of people that, even though they have jobs, they're making money, or they're collecting unemployment and the extra $300 a week, they're still not paying the rent because your rent is your biggest line item in your household budget. And if you don't have to pay that, why should you? Let's just take advantage of it and just save that money or spend it on something else. So there's always a portion of people that will take advantage of this.
And I don't know, you know, what it's like across the country. I know here in Ohio, rental prices have they've skyrocketed. And I keep being told by landlords and property managers that this is not going to change, and it's probably going to continue to increase. Is that what you're seeing?
Yes, that's going to happen across the country. And the sole reason for that is because, you know, back in 2008, when the crisis hit, the housing crisis, the builders were caught with a pass down. They had built too much property. So after that, they built very scarcely. There's an inventory crisis now across the U.S. So we didn't build enough houses. So because of that, the rents will continue to rise. It's simply supply and demand.
All right. So if you had any suggestions to a landlord who's listening right now, what would it be?
Start calling the tenants. Keep calling them because the money is available out there. Just got to get the tenants to fill out the forms along with you. It may take a while for that money to trickle down, but we don't have a choice. And the other thing is just hang in there. There is a light at the end of the tunnel. We're getting closer and closer, and hopefully this moratorium will expire in October, and we can get back to business.
All right. Alex Imani, single-family rental expert. We appreciate you coming on this morning. Thank you.
You're welcome. Pam, thanks for having me. Take care.
What's next? Keep listening to find out, because the news never stops.
Get the facts.
And neither do we.
1480 WHBC and WHBC.com.